Welcome to another episode of
Updates.
All right, we're back. Episode number 479.
Dang, we'd be killing it.
Something like that.
We'd be doing podcast after podcast, huh?
When was the last time we did a Updates? Like 6 weeks ago?
Arnold.
Arnold, yes. So wasn't
Can you believe the Arnold's already been like 4 weeks ago?
It hasn't been 4 weeks. It's been 3 weeks.
It's been 4 weeks.
Oh, that's right, because it was the end of... Wow. Like, this weekend will be 4 weeks.
It's 4 weeks, bro.
Like, the week of Arnold. That's crazy. Yeah. It's been a wild ride, but we did say we're going to try to do this once a month, and because of all the drops that we have coming here at Crush of Brands, we got to do it. We have a ton. Actually, there's some things on the table here today that I'm not even showing you yet because we can't reveal them. Some of them we are brand new, launching soon, that we can talk about, and that's why we're here. The other thing I just thought about, there is actually some big news that has been kind of going on behind the scenes for a long time.
What's that, Doug?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't. I really don't.
Like the just transitions?
Oh, that part.
Yeah. I'm becoming a female.
Oh, man. I should introduce his pre-workout. It's called F Your Feelings.
Yeah, something like that. But
I don't think we should.
That's like a whole other.
We can air that out on another day. That might be a ball status.
Yeah, and there's nothing to air out. It's just a It's just a transition.
We're on the air.
Oh, so I see what you did there.
That's what I meant. What did you mean?
I don't know.
Like air out the smell? Like it was a bad smell?
Dirty laundry.
Oh.
It's usually when you say air something out. Like, I got to air out the dirty laundry.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
But there's no dirty laundry. It's just a transition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, I think that's a good ball status.
Yeah. So no one had, like, they don't even know what I'm talking about. So, like, let's just move on. All right. So we're talking to Code. Aaron's looking at the wall, just standing in the corner. This is Updates, where we give you the updates here at Crush It Brands. So there is a lot of stuff going on. Let's start on the gym / PT studio side.
Yeah, we're wearing the same shirt. Why are
we
wearing the same shirt?
We are wearing the same shirt. Crush It Athletics and Physical Therapy. Because we signed a lease on our second location.
Woo!
It is a... Oh, no.
Bro.
No, sorry. Yeah. We signed... Hold on. Let's try that again. We signed our lease on a second location. And we were down there today kind of figuring out the build out. The really cool thing about this is it's two doors down from our Crush It Coliseum, our second location of the gym in Mooresville. So there's a lot of synergism going on there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of part of the Crush Athletics and
Physical
Therapy.
And where is Crush CIAPT here is only about, 600 square feet? It's about three times that space down in Mooresville. So that space is going to be rocking and rolling. The cool thing about that space also is we are going to be bringing some wellness-type recovery stuff in there as well. So think dry saunas, IR sauna, like ice bath, you know, all the compression stuff. So there'll be a recovery aspect to this as well. And also it will be our first kind of, you know, we're toying with the idea to branching out into Crush It Wellness, which would be more of your, well, the wellness side, right? So that could be whether you need help with specifically with like from a dietitian, diet training, all of that. But in addition to that, it's more weight loss. It's GLP-1, you know, offerings. It's, you know, maybe potentially peptide and hormone therapy offerings. And we have, you know, a partner that we've been working with or talking to about working with to kind of bring that to the CIAPT. Especially, you know, like in the recovery aspect side, you know, what people are seeing, the benefits they're seeing from like a BPC 157 type of, you know, peptide, the longevity space is really booming right now. And so we're working out the kinks on that. It's not 100% going to happen, but we are preparing for that in Mooresville. So
yeah, and
a lot of kinks.
The way
to be
we're doing
out
the
there.
Build out, that room would be beneficial to the CIPT period. Mm-hmm. So if it doesn't come to life there, then.
Yep. So we got that going on. We are still looking for our Charlotte location for Crush It Coliseum. It's just hard. Our biggest roadblock we're finding, do you know what our biggest roadblock is?
Parking, right?
It's parking. So a lot of, even like the bigger industrial spaces that we're looking at, you know, like 10 parking spots, like that's not going to work, right? You know, we need 50 to 100 parking spots.
I mean, we walked into the spot today that was like a it's like a graphic printer to, and they're like, I mean, the parking here kills us. And we're like, sorry.
Yeah. Because they're in the share of the parking lot with our gym, right, which is always crowded. So,
so we get it. I mean, we understand, but it is also like,
yeah. And some of these more industrial type spaces just don't get built out with parking. They're not thinking of putting gyms in here, yeah, right? Like, so they're building, you know, they're thinking of more of like a logistics place where you just don't need that many cars. So we're still working on it. I still think it could happen this year. It's just we gotta find the right spot. We've been ordering, Dave and I and Matt have been working a lot on ordering and, you know, still buying and refurbishing a lot of the equipment. I think I feel pretty good about our selection, and I think we're on track. I will say, one of the things that we've decided for this next gym is we are not doing Panada in the next gym. We found in my opinion, better replacements for all those pieces that we are going to get. You know, Panada over the last, you know, 2 years has changed their pricing structure where it doesn't even make sense, right? Like it's literally like 50 to 100% increase in our cost for the pieces. And quite frankly, there's better pieces for better value. Right. So, you know, we'll be leaning heavier on some of the other.
What's
going to
be the replacement for the high row that has the handle switch? That's the jam.
NewTek has a really nice piece.
I don't think I've used NewTek.
Yeah. It's the South Korean brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good stuff. And, you know, we're probably doing a lot more Atlantis, to be honest with you. A lot more Atlanta stuff, at least on the new side. And quite frankly, you know, some of those pieces we will pick up on the used market and then refurbish to our standard. So, you know, like all the gems, the older gems and all that, we already have a ton of really awesome old gems that are being refurbished as we speak. So it's going to be the craziest gym yet. Yeah. So pretty excited about it. TBD on the timing. But let's jump into, we got parking in Spartanburg. We ain't going to South Carolina yet. I did find just a huge building in Rock Hill, too. It was massive. South Carolina is also way cheaper. Way cheaper. In Rock Hill? I don't know the market. All right, so let's jump into the brand. So the first quarter of this year, there has been a ton of restructuring. You know, some of our internal, you know, like our retail partners might notice it. You know, our emails now, you know, coming from HQ are, you know, it's Doug at crushit-brands.com. It's not Doug at Core, Doug at Unmatched, or Doug at America. It's, you know, we've pulled the four brands that we're managing at the moment, which is Core, Unmatched, Mileblocks, and America, under kind of the distribution arm of Crush It Brands. And so that's kind of how our team is structured at this point. So we've really spent the first quarter has been a ton of restructuring that I'm super excited about. It's been a lot of work behind the scenes. And, you know, it's one of those things. It's like we transitioned a lot of employees out, a lot of employees in, changed where our focus was in a lot of ways. And, you know, there's been a lot of behind the scenes logistical moves, really, right? Like just, you know, getting certain pricing structures in place and different things like that going on behind the scenes. And now we're coming up on Q2. So April 1st, you guys are going to start seeing just a ton of the fruits of the labor of our labor over the last 3 to 4 months, you know, come to fruition here. And we have some of the most innovative, craziest products that you guys have ever seen from us. You guys know we like to formulate and sometimes even overformulate, I will say. And there is definitely some of that. But there's also some leaning back into the basics and looking at our portfolio and what are some of the biggest movers and how can we do those even better. And so the first, we'll get to that in a second. But because it is, right now we're filming it is what, the 25th of March. This will go live probably around, you know, the 7th of April. So, you know, we're filming this, I don't know, 10 days before this is going to go live.
So the live people are getting
So the live people right now are going to get a sneak peek of some of the things that are to come. So last year for April Fools for Core, we did a chicken and waffles flavor, and we actually, in Core Pro, and we actually did it. And it was actually like this. It was a weird goodness, you know, like it was, and we put a recipe on there where you can make protein waffles with it. And the response was really, really good.
People loved it. People were trying to reorder it.
The label was incredible. And so that was like a one and done. It was, you know, people Thought it was an April Fool's joke, but we actually did it and put it live on our site that day. We're doing something similar this year. This year for April Fool's, we have pickle hydrate. So hydrate is usually in a stick packs. This is, I love this label, by the way. This is the same hydrate formula, but in a tub. It turned out awesome. It's not a bread and butter pickle.
Like it's dill, baby.
If you guys know pickles, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's a dill pickle, but it is also sweet.
Because it's got sucralose in it.
Because it's got the good in there. It's got the sucralose. So it is actually quite refreshing during training. It's really good. Like I'm putting it as, you know, Dave and I were talking about it. He's like, I think this is going to stay around, you know? So we only ran 1,000 units of it, right? So it's kind of, as of right now, it's a one and done, but there is some talk that it could be.
Well, we'll see how it's received.
Yeah, so it's going to go live on April 1st, so get it while you can. We do have some of our participating retail partners will also be, participating in it and going to have it. So the Nutrition Corners will all have it. And as this goes live, because this is live, there's probably, maybe it's sold out, maybe there's a few units left back in the stores or on our website. Definitely something I highly recommend you go try. So the labels turned out amazing. There's awesome textures.
Supposed to look like a tub.
Is it Grillo's?
Gorillo's?
Gorillo's?
Gorillo.
Gorillo's. Grillo's.
Grill.
Grill.
Grillo.
Yeah. Look, right? What's the name?
Gorilla.
Not gorilla. It's not a gorilla.
Yeah, but it depends on where you're from around the country. You say it one way or the other.
I look it up. So that is probably the drop that just happened when this goes live.
Gorilla. Yeah. Like grill.
Yeah, not gorillo. It's grillo.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, depends on where you're from.
Okay.
Gorillos.
From North Kakalaki, grillos. When the 1,000 goes out, will it be a delayed reproduction? Steve, I just was thinking, like, does it
a
like
delayed reproduction?
Yeah, like it delays your reproduction. No, it doesn't. It helps. It helps lubricate. It gives you the pickle, Steve.
I'm confused.
I'm so confused too. I think he's saying, like, are we not running it again? Like, will it be a while before we rerun? Yes. As of right now, our full intention, we only ran enough labels for one run. So it's one, we're saying it's one and done. This is just an internal bet that Dave thinks it's so good that there's going to be a ton of demand to keep it around. So as of right now, there's no plans on bringing it back, but it is really good.
Right.
It is really good. So there might be,
I get the question.
Yeah. So yes.
So if I'm a retailer and I want to like plan to on my selling.
Yeah.
I got to tell my customer that it's one and done.
It is one and done. But there,
like if you tell us that we got to keep it around, we can tell them that, guys, we really would love to keep this around.
So Steve says, no, seriously, I want to go all in on this. So yeah,
Steve.
We got you. Put it all.
Tim's putting an order together tonight. So
yeah.
Poke Tim, call him.
Yep. Put it all in, Steve. That sounds awful, man.
I miss those guys.
Yeah. Oh man. So
we got to go there before the event.
Yeah, so we only have 1,000 of them. If you are a retailer and you happen to be watching live, I don't know. This is live on April 5th or April 7th. Whenever this goes on, we still might have some in the warehouse. Contact us. But, you know, it is a limited run. You know, whoever wants to get on board early can get on board. It's a great product, and the labels turned out awesome. So super excited about that. So that's the next drop for Core. And then right on the heels of that, so this is not what I would call a super innovative product from a formulation standpoint. Oh, these don't have, we didn't do justice here. These are the retains. They don't have the, Aaron, can you run and grab, do us, be a sweetheart and grab us the neckband.
A non-open
neckband.
Fun
yeah.
Sweets.
Yeah. Creatines. The creatine. So we're doing flavored creatine for Core. So
here, show them this one.
Yeah. So Core.
There's two flavors that don't have a neckband.
So Core. For Core, our unflavored creatine, I mean, creatine is so hot right now with all the studies coming out for brain health and for older people and for kids and everything else, you should be taking creatine. If you're not, you're missing out. So our biggest selling SKU at Core is creatine. we sell so much unflavored creatine that we're like, well, our flavors are bomb. Why don't we do a flavored creatine? Because we know there's so many people taking this, and not even just like hardcore trainers or athletes, right? It's just like soccer moms and everyone. So like, let's make it taste amazing. So we have, you always love it.
I'm just laughing at soccer mom is such like the,
but you know what I mean when I know, I say
everybody does. I'm not saying anything against you, Doug. Yeah. I'm saying just how like, it's just been this term. Like, what about like the mom who is like a coach and like, I wonder how she feels.
No, they just drive, moms just drive kids to soccer, Patrick. They don't coach.
I'm just curious. I just think it's funny term.
Here, just talk, say coming hot, Pat.
Like, what about your wife who's a football mom and a wrestling
mom? But she falls in the category of soccer mom. love you, Steph. So we got a fruit punch, and we got the lemon lime. Now, listen, the ingredients in this are 5 grams of creatine monohydrate, you know, just high-quality creatine monohydrate like we always do. So we got a lemon lime and a fruit punch for your missionary. You know what I'm saying? Like, the normal, like, I don't know what I'm saying.
The soccer moms?
Yeah, I just like normal flavor. Like
vanilla.
Yeah. vanilla. That's what I was looking for. Missionary. What in the world?
It's just, but this is not a
no, they're delicious. I mean, it's some good missionary.
It's really good. They're really sweet.
I mean,
at 8 ounces of fluid.
What?
8 ounces of fluid. 8 ounces of water.
Oh, yeah. So anyways, really fruit sweet. Punch, lemon, lime. But then also, look at that. Would you look at that?
They came out really good.
They did. These labels, we did use a little bit of a new technology on the labels. So these are phenomenal. Super soft touch, tons of textures. America. So we have fun sweets. We have the orange cream. We have the cherry berry, and we have the blue raspberry. You want to swap these out for those other the fun sweets have the neck bands on them, so that's just the difference, and then the regular flavors do not. So we're launching 5 flavors. We are launching on April 7th. So April 9th, right? Wednesday, April 9th, I think is the tentative date we're launching for these right now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and the full thank you, Patrick. So the full reveal on this might be in this video. The teasers might already be up on the core page. I don't know, depending on the timing of when this goes live. So core creatine, this is actually going to be a massive product for us. We did a killer job on the flavors on
this. Tell them the price.
Oh, the price is $24.99. So you get 50 serves, flavored creatine, $24.99.
Yes.
The other thing is we are also at the same time that this launches, we have reduced the price of our Informed Sports Certified 80 serve regular creatine to $24.99. So we're dropping the price by $5. So all our creatine products, unflavored is 80 serve, flavored is 50 serves, are $24.99.
Let's go.
That's a good deal. That's a good deal. So that is the next launch. And then right after that, speaking of Informed Sports Certified, you want to hand me the bollock? Corbolic V2, our Informed Sports Certified version. So in natural bodybuilding, everybody wants to take, you know, natural anabolics, but they want, you know, that guarantee, that extra stamp of approval about that there's no banned substance. Now, I want to be precise when I talk about this, because all our products are made in NSF CGM certified facilities. We undergo rigorous testing in all stages of it, and we do our own third-party testing over and above to make sure that the quality is there. Informed Sport is a third-party organization that does other testing over and above as well. And not only does your product have to get certified, that's what that little sticker is right there, that little mark. Not only does it have to get certified to make sure that it's banned substance-free, they do random draws throughout. Like, they'll buy it off the shelf and then run it through testing to make sure it's banned substance-free.
I like that.
So Corbolic is our natural anabolic. It's got Peptistrong, the moral root extract, the Rapoticum carthamoides.
Yes. Say it again.
Rapoticum carthamoides.
Carthamoides.
Yeah. And then we have the EpiCatin here and the BioParin for absorption. Awesome. men
epicatechin.
So men and women notice an awesome response to this. I just started a new stack today.
What is it? Tell me about it.
It's the what is this name I came up with? It's the Mania Balls and Bollocks stack.
I think that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
I'm so wrapping up Alpha Hard, so
yep. So I just really finished do test. Big Papa. So it's Bollock from Core, Mania from Myoblocks, and it's Liberty Balls from America. And then as soon as this product, which we'll talk about in a minute, comes out and arrives in the warehouse, Dilucine from Unmatched will be added in. So it's like the super anabolic natty stack.
I'm thinking. What did you say it was?
The Mania, the Liberty Ball stack?
Yeah.
Liberty Balls Mania?
Maniac.
Mania Balls?
Anabolical.
Anabolical balls?
Balls.
Mania. Anyways, it's an awesome stack. But that will be launching April 14th. The Informed Sport certified version of Bollock will be launching on April 14th. So like I said, it's going to be rapid fire here for a while at Core. We have so much juice coming. Like, not even all the juice that is coming in Q2 is on this table at all. I will say we have five flavors of another product that's going to be massive for us in a really big category right here, these two white tubs, launching the following week, so around April 24th, end of April. Not going to get into that now. We will do a podcast again right before that, but we've been working on this for a long time too. Awesome product, awesome price point, so pretty excited about that. I think that's all I can give you for Core. That just gives us to April. So that's really just the next 4 weeks. So we have a lot of stuff. We have literally four drops in 4 weeks at Core, right? Pickle, creatine, Informed Sport, Bollock, and then this one, which we're not talking about yet.
Yeah.
Okay. So moving on to Miracle Labs, excited to talk about this because we had a lot of requests. Sleepy Joe, baby, is coming back. So this is our nighttime mint chocolate chip ice cream flavored nighttime sleep aid. It knocks you out. This is coming back for what I believe is a final time. So we were going to do a one and done. We had a ton of requests for it. So we ran one final run of Sleepy Joe. So if you liked the Sleepy Joe on the first round, go ahead and get some Sleepy Joe because it's going to be in and out. How about that?
I kind of miss Biden gaffes.
Oh, I know.
Every once in a while.
Yeah. So right on the heels of that, and we don't have the product on the table, we're going to call it Project Maha, okay? I'm not telling you the name of the product. I'm not even going to tell you the category of the product, but it will be our new style labels. It's a ridiculous label. It's a phenomenal product. It is a product that used to be, it's a new and improved version of a product that used to be in the Miracle Labs family, and you would have to be a pretty big diehard because it was like 5 years ago that we had that product in the family.
So 5 years, 2020, it was before that. Before we switched to the
It was like, we're talking like 2019-ish is when this product was around. But it was a great product. We have made it even better now. And obviously the label is hilarious. And I will say that as these new products drop with the new style label, we've had a ton of requests for t-shirts and posters. So of all the detailed labels, because there's so many details in these that you really can't see all the little Easter eggs in these labels unless it was really blown up. So we're going to be running posters of all the characters and all the labels for the brand as they come out. So that Project Maha is coming out, I believe, Patrick, correct me if I'm wrong here, is coming out sometime in late April.
Well, I can't give you a wrong on that if it's that vague, right?
Yeah, so it's coming out soon, right? Soon after Sleepy Joe comes back in. And then we have a really exciting project that we're working on. Labels are almost done, and they're so mint. Like, we have so much fun working on these labels for America. If you've liked the Red, White, and Boom, Stars and Pipes, Sleepy Joe, Liberty Balls, like, you guys are going to absolutely go nuts over these. It is a high-stim pre-workout. It is in a really good price point. It is fully loaded. There's three flavors of it. I'm not going to give too many details of that, about that, but I believe that is launching on Memorial Day because obviously this is America and we do things for Memorial Day.
Can I tell you Project Maha's tentative date on here?
Sure.
I think it's Earth Day.
I think it is too. I think that's appropriate. So April 20-something.
21st.
But I'm not going to get into that yet. You know, we might have to start kicking up the frequency of these podcasts to like every other week here soon.
That would be good for us. It'd be healthy.
Healthy.
We'll get better. This might, maybe it kickstarts us being more consistent with other things.
All right. So that is America Labs. And then right now we are planning out some LTOs and some other drops and some other things for MyoBlock. So like the next month, I don't have anything concrete to kind of talk about there. I will say on the core side is one other little titty bit here, Patrick, that I'm going to tease. We got some liquid products coming from the core side. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, that's early, bro.
It's super early, but we're just putting it out there.
You're putting it out there. It's happening.
We're just putting it out there. All right, now let's talk about... You have the dates here for the Unmatched stuff. So we just launched... So we launched Parathane... I can't talk.
You were about to like mix pickle and
guys, we just launched Parazanthine. Parazanthine commodity for Unmatched, which is that downstream metabolite of caffeine that gives you all the benefits of caffeine with none of the side effects. We launched that a few weeks back, month back. We're continuing to launch products on the single kind of ingredient side. So we have this vegan fermented glutamine, which Chris really wanted in the brand. So we just launched the glutamine. That's on the site right now. The next product, which, you know, I can say it's a commodity because there's only one ingredient, but it is super juicy. It is the dilucine peptide here in this sexy little bottle. So this is the peptide 185. It's dilucine. A lot of cool claims with this, 199% increase in strength, 220% increase in endurance, 159% more protein synthesis. A lot of cool claims around this. So again, this is going to be added to my natural antibiotic stack. What is the date that we have tentatively scheduled for this launch? Now, we've already talked about it. That's why I'm revealing it.
April 7th.
Oh, sheesh. So that's right around the corner.
We just teased it. We'll have an education piece coming out next week.
Yeah.
And then... The 7th we launched.
So dilucine, April 7th. So actually, by the time this goes live, this might be going live right around the same time. So
that's true.
Super excited about that. Now this sucker here, that's all I can show. This is one of the nicest. Careful, no, I'm just trying to like not. This is one of the nicest. So this is like a
song. Careful. I'm watching the.
Oh, so this is a soft touch magnetic box. All I'm going to say is, so there's two bottles in there. It's a stack. And it also comes with a really cool month-long diet training supplementation program from Chris Gethin in there. That's all I'm going to say. Not going to go into the details. There's going to be a ton of education around this. but the packaging on this is next level. This is a super cool product.
Is there going to be a contest? Maybe I should start getting now and then, like, I can do it.
Oh, you can win, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, don't give it away what we're launching here.
Oh, you can beat that out.
Yeah, whatever. That's fine. That's the tip. That's the tease. If you get it, you know it.
Okay, now just shut up.
Anyways, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. A lot of work went into this. The formula on this is absolutely insane. So I will get into that more on the next episode. I'm for sure I can do that then. So we're going to do another episode. So if this is launching like going up around April 5th, April 7th, something like that, you know, we will have one about 2 weeks after that. We need to have one because we got so much juice coming down the pipe.
Yeah. Like that thing you're talking about?
Yeah.
The reveal is the 21st and the launch is the 28th.
Yeah, so if reveal's the 21st, then yeah, we'll put another podcast up on the 21st ish. Patrick, okay. I think we got it covered. Douglas. We are at exactly 30 minutes to the T. Although we messed up our intro, so probably a little less. Now we're over.
No, we did good. It's perfect.
All right, what do we have going on here? Ooh, somebody here said Guts and Glory, or is it Supremos?
That's an OG right there, baby.
You are an OG. You that. That's all I'm going to say. Just think Maha. Oh, somebody, another Guts and Glory guest here. Let's see what else we got here. It's hard to catch up with these. Servings per container. Creatine. I'm assuming you're asking for creatine. Creatine servings for the flavored is 50 servings of 5 grams. In the unflavored is 80 servings of 5 grams. And the price will be $24.99 for both of those options. What's the cost? Okay. Answered all that. Is the DL-185 coming to Vitamin Shoppe? As of right here, sitting here today, the answer is no. Well, yeah, the answer is no, but that doesn't mean it can't, right? So that's why you should ask them for it. I will say it's an amazing price point. It's at $59.99, whereas this was originally $89.99 for Muscle Tech when they came out with it, and I believe they're at $79.99 now. So it's a really good price point. All right, and then we got Steve up in here, which we already addressed. I think that's it. I think that's it, Mean. I think we did it.
All right, wrap it up.
All right. Oh, Make America Grape Again flavor of something. That'd be crazy.
Red, White, and Boom.
Hey, brother. You know we have that, right?
In Red, White, and Boom.
Red, White, and Boom. Make America Grape Again.
We also have
Trump
Orange
is
Man
killing
Bad.
Grape aliens. We also have Orange Man Bad, which is a delicious, like, delicious orange soda. I feel like I'm, like, having a stroke. I can't even speak today. Uh-oh. Shane's in. Shane, guess what? You just missed so much live juice. So much juice.
Call Scott.
Yep. Call Scott. He'll get you up to date. But that's it. That's a wrap for this time. This will be going live around April 7th, and then we'll do another one around April 21st going live. Till next time, guys. Keep crushing it.